Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. The Department of Justice has formed a new unit to combat criminal misuses of cryptocurrency. Yahoo Finance's crypto reporter, Jennifer Schoenberger, is here with more on this. Jen.
Good morning, Ryan. That's right. The Department of Justice forming a new unit to clamp down on criminal activity that involves cryptocurrencies, dubbed the National Cryptocurrency Enforcement Team. This unit is going to investigate and prosecute crimes, including money laundering and ransomware attacks that involved cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. Now, in a statement, the Department of Justice did not mince words, saying, quote, the new team will build upon the established expertise across the criminal division to deter, disrupt, investigate, and prosecute criminal misuse of cryptocurrency, as well as to recover the illicit proceeds of those crimes whenever possible. Now, this comes after the U.S. Treasury took action to discourage ransomware attacks earlier this month, sanctioning a crypto Russian exchange. Secretary Janet Yellen has warned more sanctions should be expected as the U.S. looks to clamp down on illegal actors. Ransomware attacks cost U.S. companies over $400 million last year. That's four times the amount in 2019. Ryan?
Jen, I know you're in the trenches with all things crypto. What are you hearing in terms of prices? I mean, the action we have seen this week has been bullish, to say the very least.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I think that a lot of what's going to be driving the price action in crypto is going to be regulation that's coming out of DC. And so that's going to create a lot of volatility. It's possible that the cryptocurrency could get caught up in some of the Washington whipsaw. Looks like we do have a deal here, at least for the short term, on the debt ceiling to tide us over, though. Come December, when decisions need to be made again, we could see renewed volatility, though there are other experts I talked to saying it's heading higher. One person I spoke to said Bitcoin could hit 200,000 next year. So we'll see.
Well, looking forward to that story from you, Yahoo Finance's Jennifer Schoenberger. Good to see you.